even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It's it has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
That beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, Clemson, por un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live in the Priority One Security Studios. Priority One Security, where security is their first priority. Happy Monday, dreary Monday, whatever it is. October the 23rd, also known as Boy to Ellington. October 23rd, 2017.
Ooh.
Appreciate you joining us.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I just thought about it.
That's good.
I just thought about it. A lot to get to today. We're going to kind of, generally speaking, Monday is like, say whatever you want about Clemson. This week, yes, last Monday was an angry, bitter Monday. This Monday is like, what the heck happened? Like, somebody asked me, did you have a restful bye week? And I was like, no. No, there's no such thing as a restful bye. When you work games, that means stuff falls through the cracks, like stuff that you have put off like throughout time. And so there were some things that happened around the house. I helped my parents rip up their floor this weekend. That was like an all-day process on Saturday. It was pretty, it used some skills that I have not used in quite some time to get that done. We all are very sore. We had family lunch yesterday, and my brother wasn't there, but he was sore. I was sore. Dad was sore. Mom was sore. Everybody was sore from ripping up floors. Ripping up floors is gratifying until you realize that it's hard work. It's tough to do that.
If Florida State loses to Boston College this Friday, will they rip up the floors in the football facility?
They might. It's kind of like you ever have, I think it's one of my sister's passions, and the older my two younger sisters, she has this passion to like tear down a wall. Like she just wants to rip down a wall with a sledgehammer. Just rip down a wall.
I've met Anna, and I don't think she could rip down a wall.
She has some pent up aggression.
I don't want to doubt her, but I mean.
She has some pent up aggression. So she just wants to take a sledgehammer. She just wants to be part of a rip down the wall process where
you
she like
Jimbo
opens up a room or whatever.
Wants to do that right now?
That's what they need.
For every Florida State fan?
That's what they need. That's what they need.
Oh, man.
You know what we need to do? We need a reenactment of Jimbo's answer in the press conference when they asked him about the fans. Did you see his answer?
I don't think I saw. I saw what he said to the fan who had some expletives for him. I thought he handled that fine.
I thought he handled it okay. Did you see the press conference, though, where they asked him about
it? No, what did he say?
Well, we'll get to it. I've got the transcript. We'll get to it a little bit later on when we talk about Florida State.
The best fan-player interaction of the whole weekend was the Tennessee player just flipping the double birds to the Alabama fan.
When they scored that one time, the first time in three games.
I'm convinced that that guy was purposely trying to get ejected from the game. He was trying to get ejected from the game, kicked off the team, kicked out of school, whatever it takes to not play football for Tennessee anymore. That's what he was trying to do.
You know that things are going poorly, and I'll just throw my Colts under the bus on this. You know things are going poorly when you, like there are certain things that players do or don't do that football teams do. Like when the Colts, when they go in the locker room and T.Y. Hilton, who's caught three balls in two games, says it's the offensive line's fault. Why don't you play like a number one receiver and catch the ball or like get yourself open at any point? But nah, it's the offensive line's fault for giving up 10 sacks to Jacoby Brissett.
Give me an O.
You're like half.
Give me an O.
This is crazy. we got to talk NFL this week because this is one of the weirdest weeks I've ever heard. Like half the league never scored.
Everything's just weird. Everything's weird in football right now.
Half the league didn't score and the other half played great games. Every game that wasn't a shutout was great. At one point, you had three tie games at the same time in the 1 o'clock, including the 9-9 Browns-Titans
game. That game was terrible.
Yeah, it set football back 40 years. But there were the only three games being played in the late stages of the 1 o'clock time slot yesterday were ties. NFL's back in terms of the drama of the league, the drama. And then you have teams like Indianapolis, who is team free loss, and team bye week, the 49ers, and team bye week, the Browns, where they have a different quarterback every series.
Just be salty. It's okay. A win is a win for the Cowboys.
I mean, I'm upset. I'm upset because the coaching staff still has jobs. Like, if I was as bad at hosting this show, don't at me. If I was as bad hosting this show as Chuck Pagano is preparing his team every week, then I'd have been fired long ago. He legitimately, after every game, is like, I didn't have him ready to play. Well, how many times can you not have a team ready to play before they just can your sorry behind?
Everybody, listen. I would encourage you. Now, you can tell Kwok's kind of in a salty mood. Don't come at him today. Take it easy on him today. His team is literally not, any of the teams he roots for, have not gotten a win since Clemson beat Wake Forest back on October 7th
the
or whatever
Pacers
it was.
Beat the Nets in the all opener right. And then lost by 20 to Minnesota.
But I mean, the Colts have been losing everything possible. Clemson lost.
The Packers lost yesterday.
You know when you start claiming Rogers. The Packers is when the Colts are even just terrible. Also, I saw you tweet at Zach Orr saying, let's go Giants. Like you were jumping on the Giants bandwagon.
I picked the Giants. It's worth an extra point in my pick 'em
league. Why would you jump on the Giants? Of all the teams, jumping
the Seahawks
on the
are
Giants
terrible.
Bandwagon?
Look, the Seahawks are terrible. They're awful, and they're
the
playing
Giants
on the road.
The Giants have one win.
Yeah, it was against the Broncos. I didn't know the Broncos are never scoring again. I didn't realize that was a pact they made, that we're never going to score again.
I'm just more not sure if that's the bandwagon one should be jumping on at this point.
No, it's not. It's not.
Speaking of bandwagons, though,
hey,
go Stros.
Hey, this year, Right. We'll talk about that tomorrow some because the World Series starts tomorrow. Hey, you know, I have bought one more new house this year than the Colts scored points yesterday or that the Broncos are going to score for the remainder of the season. And that is courtesy of Monahan Company Real Estate. They sponsor our first hour. If you're considering a new home this year, one of the first steps is to assess your finances. Hopefully you have more money in your bank account than the Colts score points. The professionals at Monahan Company Real Estate can help. Call them at 639-1188. That's 639-1188. So much stuff to talk about today. Okay, just keep cheerleading back there. Just keep spelling out
give
words.
Give me a C.
Just keep words.
Give me a zero.
Did you see what I did with the
give
Falcons
me an L
on Twitter
for
last
loss.
Night? One of my favorite tweets of all time is
yes,
when I just deleted all the
that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I had to do it. When they ran a jet sweep on 4th and 1 with an empty backfield, are you kidding me? What a disaster. You're like team free loss when that happens. You're legitimately giving up the game. You've punted the game when you do that.
What was up with the fog, though, in Foxborough?
You tell me, Kelly.
That was
you tell
crazy.
Me, Kelly. Something weird happened in Foxborough last night, and I, for one, am shocked.
Are you telling me I'm Bill shocked. Belichick can control the atmospheric pressure and control the fog? Is that what you're telling me?
I am shocked.
That Matt Ryan couldn't see 2 feet in front of him.
That the Patriots had something happen in their stadium that could adversely affect one team and not their team.
It affected both teams.
Are you sure about that? Because you know what's easy to see when it's foggy? stuff that's right in front of you. Like every pass the Patriots try, and Atlanta wants to go down the field. I'm just telling you, the Patriots did this to themselves by having every game something happens with the headsets on the other side, and the Patriots have never had a problem, not even once. Where you have weird stuff happen there all the time that only, it's not happens to anyone, it only affects the visiting team. Like the Patriots stuff always works great and perfectly. Would you be, let me ask you this. Would you be stunned if it came out that the Patriots used a fog machine or did something to like blow the fog, keep it down in the stadium? Would you be stunned about that?
No.
See, you would be stunned if any other team in the league actually did that. You'd be like, oh, that's crazy. But with the Patriots, you're like, well, just another game in Foxborough. That's Gillette Stadium for you right there. I mean, it's like playing at a place where you know they're going to cheat.
Of course,
like you know they're going to cheat.
Bill Belichick has a fog machine guy. You know, he has all his guys on speed dial, his deflator, his fog guy.
You know, it's foggy for both teams.
His spy.
We're a good team. They're a good team. We made the plays. It feels foggy for both teams. Both teams had the fog. We had to look at it too. Little did we know that they practiced in a smoke-filled room all week in preparation. I'm just telling you. Julio Jones said it. There's a quote out there from Julio Jones where he basically accuses the Patriots of not causing a fog, but like letting it stay there. Like they didn't really do anything to.
I love that.
Again, anybody shocked about that the Patriots would cheat like this?
That you cannot say that fog. You cannot directly correlate that to Bill Belichick. You cannot right now. There could be some proof. Let's get the FBI on it because obviously they're investigating college basketball. So let's just move it over to Belichick, right? Let's see if it was. But right now, I'm going to stand by that Bill Belichick did not control the weather patterns in Foxborough last night from what we know right now.
The Patriots basically operate like a baseball team where you try to cheat in the most possible, the most outrageous way possible without breaking the unwritten rules. You know what I mean?
Luke gets at us on Twitter. He quote tweeted an NFL memes tweet. Someone in Boston is selling 328 fog machines on Craigslist.
That's hilarious right there.
That is good.
That is funny. 328 fog machines. This is what it says. Can I read it?
Yes,
can I read
please.
I have 328 fog machines available for sale. Used only once. Don't need any more. Tested each and every one of them. They all did their job. You're going to want to keep these things away from anything that flies. No vultures, falcons, eagles, or anything. Bad things happen. Now, that didn't help Steve Sarkisian call some abysmal plays in there and not help his team. But if you're the Patriots, it's kind of like I've been in facilities before, and I won't say which ones, but there's at least one football field that I've been to where the team coming into the game was injured and was going to be at a speed disadvantage, and I felt like I was walking in my yard when it hadn't been mowed for 6 weeks.
Oh, I mean, this happens all the time.
Stuff like that happens all the time, but this is way worse than that.
In basketball, when you have a running team come into your building and you put in a thick net, so the ball stays in there a little longer.
Yeah.
Or if you're a running team, you put in a thinner net so the ball comes out quickly. This happens all the time.
It happens all the time. But normally you don't see it with weather patterns like fog.
Normally you don't assume that Bill Belichick can control the weather. That's true. Before we go to break, Quack, speaking of Boston, would you mind bending the knee real quick?
Oh, with Boston Colleges. Let me tell you something. I was like a child.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I was yelling.
Boston College Eagles.
I was yelling during a Boston College, Virginia possession. The flea flicker, where I was like, ah, flea flicker! I was killing it. I was yelling so loud. And then they ran the wheel route on the backside for the touchdown, like right after that. And I was just standing up, dancing around, like clapping my hands like this. Because Boston College play calling was amazing.
You sound crazy when
it was
you
amazing.
Laugh like that.
I know, because that was crazy. Why was I applauding Boston College? It was absurd.
Quack,
it was absurd what I was watching.
There weren't many coming into the season that believed in Boston College. And
there were none. There were zero. Not even Adazio believed in it.
I held out hope. And when I saw what they did in Death Valley, they played well. And then they went and whooped up on Louisville and got that dub. And then they were playing Virginia, at Virginia. And you said, oh, no. Kurt Benkert is going to throw all over this BC defense.
Kurt Benkert. I swear that guy's like some sort of a, I don't know, when you say his name, he's like some Taekwondo champion or like some like ancient emperor. Like maybe someone who oversaw the building of the Great Wall.
Well, he's also a quarterback whose QBR was 12 against Boston College. And BC brought the boom with their defense. They ran the ball really well for 237 yards, like I told you they would. And Anthony Brown was actually really good, which I didn't really predict, but that happened.
Brilliant.
And BC beat Virginia by 31 points. And I called it. Yes. It was just a great day.
It was a great day. We appreciate
you.
We appreciate you for that. There is a tremendous opportunity for us here on a Monday to talk the You Pick'em contest. And in the course of the You Pick'em contest discussion, there are many a team. There's many a team listed in that may not go to bowls. We'll discuss which are likely to be staying home and which are likely to be basically sneaking into the Little Caesars Bowl or the Pasta Bowl or the Salad Bowl or some nondescript bowl.
When discussing our dear friends in Tallahassee today, do I giggle over under 5 times?
I'm going to go under because I'll win that, clearly. Over is a lot of pressure on you, but under, there's a chance that your mic's going to be off for half of
true,
them.
True, that's fair.
So I can always fake it.
And I've done a lot of laughing this morning
about Florida State.
Yeah. So maybe I don't have enough left in me, but, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, fun.
Can we get the Jimbo press conference, too? When we get to that game, we're going to have a lot of fun with Louisville winning the same way that it lost last week on a fumble late, where all you got to do is hang on to the ball with your two hands. All you got to do is just hang on to it. Unbelievable. 654 Roars, the number, the Northern Communication phone line, 654-7627-986-1566. The Health Air text line, transform your body in 90 days. I dare you. You can text the program at Quag Talk, at Kelly Graham, look at 1055 The Roar on Twitter. Hey, impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets. They're just like new. They use empowered water so there's no residue or odors or toxic chemicals left behind. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's a right way to clean. Call Zero Res today, 558-7300. That's 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res. Scott Sampson is going to join us from the Clemson Alumni Association. The Chicken Kicking Challenge is underway. You may have gotten an email in your inbox about it this morning. He will discuss. They had an interview with Kathleen Sweeney that's pretty cool. You'll get the gist of that. That's coming up later in hour one. Top of hour three at 2:05, Dan Radakovich, Director of Athletics at Clemson, is going to join us as well, speaking on a plethora of topics. You do not want to miss that. Jam-packed show today. More Out of Bounds coming up.
Mr. Clemson, Eric McLean invites you to join him November 16th for the 9th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters Pep Rally. Join Big Mac along with his friends and former Tiger players Jay Guillermo, Travis Blanks, Jadar Johnson, and Rod McDowell. This year, the rally is at the Revel Events Center, formerly the Handlebar. It's where Stone Avenue and Wade Hampton Boulevard meet next to Canal Insurance. They'll be joined by former Gamecock players Brandon Bennett, John Stamper, and Toby Cates. This is a great event to help raise money and awareness for a great cause, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Upstate. As always, there'll be music, tailgate, food and drink from area restaurants, and memories from past games, as well as silent and live auctions. For tickets and information, call 242-0676 or go online at bbbspeprally.com. The 9th Annual Clemson Carolina Pep Rally, November 16th, Revel Events Center, Greenville.
Welcome to Miami!
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi Equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Clemson Area Transit is dedicated to excellence in serving everyone with safe, friendly, and reliable transportation. Whether it's Clemson, Seneca, Central, or Pendleton, put yourself in control with real-time tracking so you'll never miss your bus again. Download the free Cat Bus app, and you'll be on your way to saving money, saving energy, and saving the planet. Find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
Did you ever think you could get a compact tractor for $99 a month? You can. Get a John Deere 123E with quick attach features and our 6-year powertrain warranty. Starting at just $99 a month. Call Greenville Turf and Tractor in Malden today. Disclaimer. Offer ends October 27th, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for commercial use only. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payment. Warranty limitations may apply. Consumer offers available. Price and model availability vary by dealer.
Maserati Greenville invites you to test drive the new Levante SUV. The Levante is an SUV like no other, embodying the passion, the sophisticated engineering, and exclusivity that have distinguished every vehicle engineered and crafted by Maserati. The Levante's elegant surfaces, spacious leather seats, intuitive onboard controls creates a whole new class of SUV. Discover the Maserati of SUVs. Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
Clemson fans know what it's like to be a champion. Tim's Harley-Davidson wants you to ride like one, too. You know you've earned it. Climb on an American legend, twist the throttle, and ride off into freedom. It's the coolest feeling on earth. Tim's will help you find the perfect bike to upgrade your lifestyle. Hey, the Tigers earned their championship. Aren't you about due for one, too? Come take a test ride at Tim's Harley-Davidson, Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head.
Hour number one of Out of Bounds is brought to you by our friends at Christopher Trucks. Christopher Trucks, 66 years in business. They started back in 1951, fourth generation owned. They have a huge selection of new and used inventory in stock. Work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner, Western Star. pretty much anything you can need. They also do RV maintenance, and we know the second half of football season is underway, and you need to get that RV serviced and maintained so you're ready for that final stretch. Make sure you go get your RV checked out at Christopher Truck, state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. Their service department is open every weekday from 7 a.m. until midnight. You can't beat that service. Check out more about their inventory at ChristopherTrucks.com.
Would you like to hear the Julio Jones quote about the fog?
Pretty much like more than anything.
I've got
yes,
it.
I would.
This is from, who is this? Pro Football something? No, it's NBC Sports Boston, sorry. NBC Sports Boston, Phil Perry. It says in part, though most players said afterward that it didn't impact what happened on the field during New England's 23-7 win, the fog was thick enough to force NBC to abandon its standard camera angle, which is true. And Bill Belichick hinted that it made life difficult on Patriots spotters residing in the upper levels of the stadium. Shocker. The fog was also an apparent source of frustration for Falcons receiver Julio Jones, who suggested that it may have impacted the deep passing game as Atlanta was attempting its comeback. Do you think the fog would have been as thick if the Patriots were down and having to come back in the game, throwing it down the
clock.
Field?
Look, I love your conspiracy theories, and I appreciate your passion. But I am not convinced that Bill Belichick can control the weather.
I'm just saying, look.
I am not convinced.
I'm not saying either way. I'm just saying this is the one place and the one team in all sports that is fair to ask the question.
Sometimes they have fog. It's Boston. It's cold and dreary sometimes.
This is like their Super Bowl. This early in the season.
No,
this
they
is
go
like,
to the Super Bowl every year. It's not their Super Bowl. Their Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
This is their revenge game, right, on the Falcons for being up 28-3 and talking all that smack.
Why is there revenge? They won. The Patriots won.
Oh, no. Listen to them. They were the underdogs in this game.
If there's one sports program in the world that doesn't have a quote-unquote Super Bowl that isn't the actual Super Bowl, that is the Patriots. Their only Super Bowl ever is the Super Bowl. You get my
That's true. I get it. This is what Jones said. It didn't affect me, obviously. It didn't affect him. It affected everybody. The people who said it didn't affect anybody are crazy. It didn't affect me, but it's crazy, though. Like, they score, and they shoot fireworks off, and then it sits high, kind of in the stadium. So it's kind of hard. Like, if you do get behind, like, how do you throw deep balls and things like that? Because it's foggy. I mean, it didn't affect us at all, though. They were just a better team tonight. Close quote. The people that said, like, no, everyone said it didn't affect us, but that was crazy, man. It did affect people. That's dumb. That's like me saying, you know, I was wearing a patch over this one eye, but I could see the road still the same. You really can't. You really can't. It's going to affect you. 654-ROAR is the phone number of the Northeast Communication phone line, 654-7627. Our man Delvin is up with us first here on the Northeast Communication phone lines today. What's up, Delvin?
Hey, Clark. Hey, Clark, man, you should say you're a little salty. Maybe you need to do... But Jimmy Fitter didn't go off on a fan. When he called me, just walking like you need a fan at the game.
You know, it wouldn't do me any good in my state of depression right now. It wouldn't do me any good to go off on fans. It's somebody's fault, but the players and coaches. I'd be more like the fan yelling, "Get new coaches." If I was at the Colts game yesterday, Chuck Pagano would have yelled at me to get my bleep down there and say it to his face because I'd have been yelling at him.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. I mean, what a statement. From Notre Dame this weekend and Penn State this weekend. I mean, unbelievable state. And I never would have thought that this weekend NC State and Notre Dame would be a big game.
You know, it is a, like, sneaky, it's a really big game because both those teams still have playoff aspirations, but neither one of them are going to get there if they lose this weekend. I mean, now, I think there are people that will rightly question whether Notre Dame can run through the rest of its gauntlet of a schedule unbeaten and get to 11-1. I think that's fair. And I also think it's fair to ask whether NC State can do it. But as of right now, mathematically, they're still in the hunt. NC State to win their division, Notre Dame to run the table, go 11-1. But this effectively is an elimination game for the playoff. It's kind of odd. I figured one or both of these teams would be out of it and it'd be a decent game. But now it's one of the two or three biggest games of the weekend, I think.
Yeah, and man, it's about time that Tennessee just throw the white flag and get rid of Miss Jones. I mean, I'll try to throw it Saturday, but nobody will listen to me at Tennessee.
I'll tell you what they should do. They should just get ahead of it and put little, like, handkerchiefs, wrap them around the middle finger of all their players so that when they score, the white flag will wave. That's how I feel they should. That's how I feel they should deal with that.
Oh, I give you talk about what the defensive back from Tennessee. Yeah.
I mean, what an idiot! You're down a million to seven. You literally never score anymore. I guess maybe you don't know how to celebrate because you haven't had anything worth celebrating in months, and so maybe you just don't care anymore.
Man, this shit do what the Pittsburgh Steelers did yesterday. That was cool, man. Did you see it?
What did they do?
The peekaboo celebration?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Juju.
Or the hide and seek.
Yeah, the hide and seek. That was awesome.
Yes. No, I'm totally with it. I think that's the kind of, that makes the game fun. Like, that makes it fun. I'm shocked they didn't get a penalty because it took a long time and it was a little bit elaborate and kind of ridiculous. But my thing is, just start the clock. Start the 40-second clock. If people want to get a 5-yard penalty because they, from this already longer extra point, because they want to like do a choreographed celebration or whatnot, then let them do it. That's their fault. Just start the clock and let them celebrate for the whole time. Who cares? It's fun for everybody when they do that.
Yeah, now that you do, what do you think about the World Series matchup? The Dodgers and the Astros. This year, the sports history put Houston on the coast and they will be World Series champions. What did last year they said they will be World Series champions?
I think it was this year.
When they were home. Yeah, when they were home, they put them on the coast and said, by something, you know, I'm supposed to put them World Series champions.
I think so. It might have been next year, Delvin. I can't remember, but it was out into the future. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I after what I said about the Astros back in June, that they were the most dominant team in sports in 2017, I still think that lineup is outrageous. They better beat the Dodgers. And the reason I wasn't putting the Dodgers in that category is because they, like, three times a week they had to come from behind, like in the seventh and eighth innings, and win, like, by one run. And their pitching staff wasn't great. They fortified their bullpen at the deadline, and now their bullpen's amazing. They never allow any base runners anymore. And the Astros got Verlander, and now they've got Charlie Morton they can throw for him. He's throwing 96 with movement, which is just unhittable for like five innings. The Dodgers have a better bullpen, but the Astros have a better lineup and rotation.
I know Houston making the World Series is a great story because of the hurricane and the floods and all that. That would be awesome if they could win it.
Yes.
So the MLB likes that, and I'm sure the city of Houston is really happy about it. However, isn't the MLB in some way, shape, or form just kicking themselves because they almost had a Dodgers-Yankees World Series?
Oh, yeah. There are going to be people that still don't understand about the ratings game in baseball that still don't get it, like that baseball is still important when it matters locally. That are going to say, why are the ratings down? The ratings are down for the World Series. I actually think the ratings are going to be fine, but you still got people in Houston displaced. I mean, there's still all kinds
of... Sure. Well, and you can't compete with the Cubs last year. That was just a ratings juggernaut, right? The Cubs and the Indians.
And the Indians never winning ever was also, but yeah.
But I think if you had Dodgers, Yankees, the two biggest markets in the country, I mean, very rarely, if ever, I'm trying to think of the last time an L.A. franchise and a New York franchise played for a major title. It's been a very long time.
New York, LA, Giants maybe?
But did they play an LA team? They
didn't. No. Oh, you're talking about them playing together. I thought you meant either
them
or.
Playing each other. NBA Finals, and I'm not sure about NHL.
Knicks, Lakers.
It was always, recently it's been Lakers, Boston, which is still really big. That's East Coast, West Coast. But to have... you know, two of the major metropolitan areas in the world playing each other in the finals, MLB would have loved that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, like I say, Houston, if everybody's like got cable.
Yeah, Houston's what?
They don't even have power some
places.
Third
largest
still.
City in the country. I think it surpassed Chicago. So
it's a pretty decent baseball market,
those
too.
Those are huge, huge areas. I think it's going to be a good World Series for Major League Baseball.
Baseball has got to be kicking itself, too, because why in the world did you put Game 7... I understand you want to put football on Fox because that draws ratings. Football draws ratings over baseball. You put Game 7 on FS1 between the Yankees and Astros, and on Fox you had TCU and Kansas. Like, that is horrible. The ratings for the baseball game had to be better than TCU Kansas. It might not have outdrawn Penn State Michigan, probably not, or maybe one of the ESPN games, but it certainly would have outdrawn all but that Michigan-Penn State when you put on network TV. People can't find Game 7 on Fox Sports 1.
That's terrible. I mean, no Game 7 in any major sport should be on a secondary channel. But I will say, for this weekend, the World Series is affecting college football a little bit, because that's why you have so many 3:30 games. That's why the Fox game, which is Ohio State Penn State, is not at night.
Right.
Because of the World Series.
So you're going to put the World Series on there, which is, again, that's totally fine. Kansas football should never usurp any other sporting event ever.
Kansas football, they should be hidden from sight. Usurp JV tennis.
Poor Kansas. They had 21 yards this week against TCU. 21, and that was on Fox. Their baseball game is on FS1. And that game was on
Fox. I'd rather you show me Kansas's like latest basketball practice on Fox than Kansas TCU.
I mean,
late night at the Fog.
My gosh.
I want to see that.
I would much rather see that. I'd rather watch Kansas field hockey than watch Kansas football play. I watch a Kansas field hockey intra-squad scrimmage over Kansas football. I watched a couple of the highlights or lowlights from those games. It looked like a high school game where, like, think of the worst high school you can think of and, like, how slow the players are. I mean, no disrespect to anybody, but how slow the players
are. Are you going to name one or not?
Playing, like, Burns or Spartanburg or somebody who's just got fast guys everywhere. Like, TCU had a punt return, and I swear it looked like, I'll tell you what it was. It's like the overmatched 10 and under team against the one great athlete, except all of TCU's players are the one great athlete, where they're like, run. You could tell they run as fast as they can, and the guys, woo,
the
like
team
blowing
with
their
the
doors off.
6'2", 12-year-old, basically.
Basically, like I watched Nuke play when he was 10. Basically what Nuke did to everyone is what every TCU player did to Kansas's defense.
It'd be like you playing against Nuke in high school basketball,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, kind of.
You were Kansas, obviously.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't guard him very well.
You're about to say something about the glory days.
I didn't guard him very well.
You're about to say, hey, check out my three-point percentage.
Nah. But they didn't want to guard me now. Come off a screen and fling it, but I could not.
You,
I could not
you
stop
are a
them.
Chucker.
Yeah, no kidding. This hour is brought to you by Tiger Sports Shop. You can look like a chucker, too. They have basketball gear there at Tiger Sports Shop. They have shorts. They have the dry fit stuff. They got jerseys. They got all kinds of stuff in there. Orange and purple galore. They've got Tommy Bahama stuff. They have all the natty gear that you could possibly want. It was unbelievable. And like, you go in there, everything you could possibly want's there. And if for some reason they don't have, like, the one thing that they don't have that you're looking for, they'll go get it for you. I love that about Tiger Sports Shop. Go visit them downtown Clemson or on Highway 123. Go by and see them today. Scott Sampson from the Clemson Alumni Association talking about kicking chickens. When we come back, more Out of Bounds coming up next.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I help develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
About. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators. Carolina Generators.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. You know, the retro sports apparel store Walt has been telling you about. We are your local go-to store for Clemson championship gear, as well as all your favorite pro and college teams. And as always, all hats in the store are buy one, get one half price, including the championship hats. Please visit us at 213 North Main Street in Greenville or online at vaultretrosports.com. And remember, nobody appreciates your business more than we do.
Hey everybody, have you heard the news? Diamonds and Gold Direct has been voted the best jewelry store in Anderson for the third year in a row. The people of Anderson know a great jewelry store, and by stopping by, you'll see why everybody voted for Diamonds and Gold Direct. Great price, great selection, and great service made us number one. Located in the Belvedere Plaza, across the street from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Turn the love and care. And I'll take you there. Girl. Ooh. I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour one continues. Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. Hey, for the next couple weeks, we have a fun opportunity here on the program on Mondays to chat with our friend Scott Sampson, who works in the annual giving office and with the Clemson Forever Fund.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
How are you?
I'm good. Wet, but good.
Wet, yeah. So you were telling us you walked to Chipotle when it wasn't raining.
It was not raining.
Did not check the radar, apparently, because
I did. There's a small break. But when I walked out of Chipotle, the break had ended, and I almost dropped my bag because it was soaked. But it's okay. I'm alive and warm again.
All right, so you guys, this for people who don't know, this is something that the Chicken Kicking Challenge is something that last year it happened. Was last year the first year?
No, last year was the fourth. This is the fifth annual right now.
Okay, fifth year. My bad. You know, right. time gets all
did
lost.
Did you check your email this morning, Quack?
I did check the email, but I really just wanted to click the link and watch the video. I scrolled past all the text. I want to watch the video with Kathleen Sweeney. You guys are going to be doing this now for the next few weeks and leading up to the Chicken Kicking Challenge. Before we get into what that what is the Chicken Kicking Challenge? Give us a broad overview of that.
So it's something that I came up with about 5 years ago. I had seen a little bit of research from another school doing something for them, and I was like, we could really do something cool where we try to raise support, whether it's student scholarships, student programs, and the goal will be donors. We were going to have 250 donors and then 500 donors and 750, and the last 2 years has been 1,000 donors. And if we reach that, then we were going to get chickens donated to the local community through Clemson Community Care, Helping Hands, Golden Corner Food Pantry. And the last 3 years, we've met the goals. We've had the chickens donated. So it's kind of a win-win to bring awareness to student needs at Clemson. And then also, hey, if we do this, we can also help the community before Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's kind of married the idea together over the last 4 years, 5 years.
So if people looked in their email this morning and you got an email from Scott and it looks like something that might be a fundraising email.
Yes.
You click on the links, and what are they going to find?
So if they click on the link, it's going to take them to our giving page, and they will see the interview where they can click on that and watch the interview I had with Mrs. Sweeney, which was awesome. She's great. And then you'll also see our goal. You'll see how long the challenge is going to last. You can see how many have taken it so far, which as of this morning was 12. And then you can also log in and make your gift and go from there.
And these gifts help many different programs. Coach Sweeney, Kathleen Sweeney talked about Call Me Mister and Clemson Life. Those are two that she feels very Absolutely. Passionately about. So in addition to those two, what other programs does this go toward?
Well, here's the thing is like there's so many things at Clemson that I didn't realize until I was in fundraising that your dollar can support. It could be your college. It could be your major. Mm-hmm. It could be scholarships, unrestricted scholarships where President Clements or a dean can say, hey, there's a need here. And because the money's unrestricted, I can go use this and help somebody for a completion grant. Or it could be for books for the fall or the spring. But there's so many things you can support. It's literally anything that you're passionate about. There's probably a need at Clemson.
And one thing about this too, Scott, and you can speak to this.
Sure.
We talk so much about giving to IPTE and giving money for athletic benefits, athletic facilities, sure. et cetera. The bottom line with Clemson is that this is an academic institution, first and foremost, and this is where this fundraiser really benefits that part of it.
Absolutely. So whether it is for facility upgrades or a student program, like we mentioned, Call Me Mister or Clemson Life, when you make a gift on this side for the academics, you're making this program better. You're allowing there to be more operating funds for these student programs or more scholarship dollars like the Clemson Life. You can have operating fund, or you can also have the Grace Catherine Clements Endowment Grant and Aid, which supports more scholarship students. I actually was talking to somebody this past weekend that there were, I want to say over 40 people applying. Students for the upcoming year for Clemson Life. So it's gotten competitive.
Wow.
But a lot of it is like, can these people make sure that their son or daughter get in with the tuition costs? And if we have people supporting a program or a scholarship that supports these students, then that helps these students get in. So yeah, there's over 3,000 things you can support when you do a challenge like this. Obviously unrestricted allows wherever the need is, that the president, the deans, the VPC, it can go there first. And the needs are always every day going to be something different.
You read your email, you click the link, you go to the page, watch that video. You do such a great job with that, by the way. That's got to be some. I know we got other stuff coming down the pike, because we're Snapchat friends now. I see a lot of the behind the scenes stuff on that, and like there's some cool stuff. You get to talk to, you know, like have some fun conversations.
Well, I was a comm major in college with Media Track, so this is like right up my alley. So I never get to do for the job. So whenever the opportunity comes up, I'm always game for it. So it was a lot of fun because Sandy Edge is great. Miss Sweeney's great. Miss Clements is great. The broadcast production crew is great. It's a lot of fun. So it's something I don't get to do often, but when I do, I'm all for it.
You could be a late night host. I mean, really.
Well, it was cool because the last 2 years we did it in studio. I said, I want it to look like a Jimmy Fallon set.
Right.
And we pulled it off. I don't think I'm going to supplant Jimmy Fallon anytime soon. In my opinion, he's one of the greatest. But I think it would be fun to do that someday. Who knows?
I love that this is going right into the community. And it's not, you know, sometimes Clemson gets big. And I know there's a lot of, I mean, essentially what I would tell people is if you're thinking about giving, like Clemson's going to expand with or without you. You can make it easy or difficult.
Right.
Like that's a big thing. But a lot of times you give, like you said, and you don't really know where that dollar is going or where it's being used. In this case, you give to the Chicken Kicking Challenge, and it is legitimately going to needy people, going to less fortunate people. Right here in the, they're not taking chickens here locally and shipping them off to God knows where.
Right.
You're legitimately keeping your dollar right here. It's local.
Absolutely. And that's the cool thing. So when the support comes for these students or programs and we hit the goal, so last year the goal is 1,000, we had 1,322 donors, so we surpassed it. We have a company out of Georgia, Springer Mountain Farms, that donates 1,000 chickens. And this year they're going to come and deliver it if we meet our goal, and we'll go to, like I said earlier, Clemson Community Care, Helping Hands, and Golden Corner Food Pantry. And Clemson Community Care said they use their chickens well within February and March when we did it last year. So,
and the bottom line here, Scott, like let's be real. The first 1,000 donors receive a Chick-fil-A coupon.
Right?
That's the bottom line.
Is that help the bottom others. Line?
You can
is
help
that
others.
Like the reason.
Look, helping others is great. Helping Clemson is great. Let's expand academics, etc. But also would like a free biscuit. So there's that too.
It's a positive, and you can.
I was not going to bring that
Urban
up.
Urban Carroll Tyler for that. So yeah, they've been partnered with us the last 4 or 5 years. So it's been great.
Yeah, they sponsored our meeting about this, as a matter of fact. That was pretty cool. And they made us pay for the sponsorship, but they sponsored it.
No, but they're good friends of ours as well. They're friends of the station.
What about somebody who is like, I didn't get an email. Where do people need to go?
They can go to our website, which is www.clemson.edu/isupportcu, and you'll see everything we're talking about.
Awesome. Thanks
very much.
We'll
tweet out that link right now, by the way.
Hey, we got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Any thoughts on Clemson coming up this week? You got Georgia Tech. It feels like we haven't had a home game in a long time.
Right?
It's been 3 weeks.
It does feel weird.
Any thoughts on Georgia Tech, the game coming up?
Yeah, I mean, if you've watched Georgia Tech at all this year, obviously the focus has been how good their quarterback is to handle the system. However, I know Brent Venables hates this type of offense, but you know, playing them every single year, you kind of have a blueprint for this type of offense. It's not going to change. So one. Defense, offense, special teams being frustrated from the Syracuse game, you know, having the bye week, being able to recharge like Coach Sweeney says, and come out and say, okay, we need a clean slate. We need to go back to how we've been playing and we know how good we are. And also to play against an offense like this, I think it's going to be one under the lights in Death Valley. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I really think they're going to set out to prove themselves this week that, hey, we can hang with anybody. Don't forget, just because we had one bad week doesn't mean it's going to happen again. So I think it's going to be fun, but I think Georgia Tech's offense probably going to have a real hard time against Clemson's defense.
Hey, we're going to talk about it more this week. I think if Kelly Bryant is injured, if he's hampered at all, that this could be potentially an issue. Like, I don't think you just throw Zaire Cooper in and win 31-6. I don't
sure.
think you do that.
No, I get that.
But I really believe that Clemson's defense is not going to have that much of a problem with Georgia Tech. The last three times they played, they scored 14, but I don't even think they cracked 200 yards
right.
at the time. They had two pick sixes 3 years ago. Last year, or 2 years ago and last year in the first halves, it was complete domination of the offense.
Yeah, one of the highlights they used with Clemson last year going through the national championship season is Cleland Farrell's tackle of the quarterback who thought he was going to roll out right, and he just leaps like an athlete, like a man-child, as
yeah.
Kirk Herbstreit would say. That's one of my favorites. So I foresee that happening again, whether it's him or Dorian O'Daniel getting in the backfield.
How did you spend your bye week?
My bye week?
Yeah.
This is sad. So I was in D.C. last week for an event and then came back and literally did loads of laundry, cut the grass, had a refrigerator problem. I did watch College Game Day and some football games in the afternoon, but it really was around the house just cleaning up and doing things that are not fun, but you don't ever have any other time to do it.
That's an important thing. That's what people don't understand. Like, you go to games, that's a lot. You work games,
yeah,
that's a lot too.
You're
entertaining from before the game, during the game, after
sure.
the game. Like, you're doing all that stuff. So you don't have, like, you don't have, you know, weekends
that's
free
right.
to just do whatever.
You just create the list and hope at some point you can accomplish it.
That's what I'm talking about. Scott Sampson, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, one more time. I know we're tweeting out the link, but where do people need to go? Check your email inbox,
sure.
or if you didn't get the email, where do you need to go?
They can go to our website, which is www.clemson.edu/isupportcu, or they can call our office, 864-656-5896.
Scott Sampson from the Annual Giving Office, Clemson Forever Fund. Thanks for being here.
Hey, I appreciate you guys letting me come on. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, hour one is pretty much done. In hour two, here's what we're going to try to accomplish in hour two. We're going to try to talk, are you pick'em games? We're going to try to talk these teams with losing records and who is going to a bowl and who's not going to a bowl. Teams like Florida State, Kansas State, Florida, Texas. Like, who's not going to bowls?
Rocky Top.
Tennessee.
Anchor down.
Tennessee.
Go Big Red.
Tennessee.
Per don't.
You said Tennessee might go to a bowl.
They're 3-4. Who's more likely to miss one, though, Tennessee or Vandy? We can talk about that.
Did you like my thing about, I'm not even sure you were paying attention to me. You might have missed the joke about
maybe not.
Like tying handkerchiefs to the middle fingers of the Tennessee players so that when they score, they wave the white flag. Because they like to do that. I don't know. That's one way to do it without doing it. That'll be the most fun thing I say today. Dan Radakovich in hour three. Hour two is next.